I'm just writing scripts for my upcoming audios. I'm actually kind of having a case of writer's block, to be honest. Would you be willing to help me? You would? Well, thank you. Well, you see, I'm having trouble because I don't feel like she would... She isn't mean, this on you. I don't feel like her motives make sense, if that makes sense. Like, I don't feel like she has been pushed far enough that... It's because it's a yandere audio, you see. And it's supposed to be like, oh, yandere girl, you know. Your ex, you know. But like... I don't know, maybe I'm just too nice as a person in real life for this? I can't tell. I need your help. Why would she want to kill his ex if she's no longer part of his life, you know? Oh, let me write that down. Sorry, 1 second, I'm almost done. Okay. And then, okay, so I'm thinking of having a part two for this audio, and I want it to be, like, her begging for forgiveness, if that makes sense, but I can't think of a good, like, title idea for that, because, like, yandere girlfriend begs for forgiveness feels a little bit too, like, I don't know, it doesn't really reflect, I feel like, what's going on in the, like, the idea that I have, because as much as she's, like, begging for forgiveness, she's also confessing her, like, deep love for him, if that makes sense, for the listener. Yeah, you're right. Okay, yes. Exactly, because I don't want just, like, yandere girl confesses, you know, I want something with a little bit more oomph. Nothing wrong with yandere girl confesses, but I feel like I've already done that, you know? Been there, done that. Ooh, okay, I'll write down those ideas. Yandere girl. Thank you for your help. I really appreciate it. I think that's all I needed help with. Thank you. The only other thing I can think of is, well, for my Patreon, I've been struggling to come up with ideas since I got back from my business trip, because these are for the main channel. And I thought about doing, like, a part one, part two on YouTube channel, and then, like, a part three finale on Patreon. Do you think that's a good idea? Because if not, I don't have to split it up that way, but I just thought it might be good, because, like, that way it makes more people want to go over to my Patreon, so I can focus on May more, rather than focusing on my like day job more.
Exactly.
You understand. Let's see. So part three could maybe be like, I finally get rid of the Yandere girl, or should you like accept her for her craziness? I don't know. Let's write down both ideas and see which one we like the best. Or it could be like a pick your adventure type thing where they're both on there, and so like you pick which ending you want based on like if you accept her or if you wait, that's a good idea. Oh my god, wait, let's do that. Thanks for helping me with this, by the way. I really appreciate it. let's see. So first ending. Let's do this. Oops, there we go. Good job! Thank you. Yes, this is exactly what I'm gonna do. So I'm gonna do part one. Is like, they kill the ex. And then part two, they're like begging for forgiveness and they're also like confessing their love. And then part three is on Patreon, and it's either, you choose your adventure. So you either can have it be that you forgive them and you live happily ever after with a psychopath, or you don't forgive them and they get like locked up or something like that. Yes, I like this. I like the like choose your own adventure type deals. I actually might do that more often. Thanks for your help. Anyway, I should take a break from writing. I've been writing for a while. Thanks. Do you want to go grab food?